simplicity of faith and confidence. Chrysler could not refrain from mentioning again Ellen White's optimism, confidence, and simplicity of faith. It is in her hours of greatest physical weakness that your mother seems to rise to the highest spiritual heights, and yet in all this she simply does what any of us poor mortals can do, lays hold on the divine promises, and makes them her very own, and praises God for the comfort they yield. Thus her heart is filled to overflowing with joy, and she has perfect peace. The simplicity of her faith has made a profound impression upon my own mind, and constitutes one of the strongest evidences that during the years of her service for her Master she has lived with a conscience void of offense toward God and man. When one keeps full faith with himself in his service for God, his efforts will bear the test of time, and will yield a rich fruitage. Another thing that has impressed me much is the constancy of your mother's courage and of her confidence in God. You will recall how Miss Marion Davis, with all her rich experience in the things of God, and her desire that we pray with and for her and recount the providences connected with her work, was nevertheless at times inclined to despondency, though finally she rose above this, and died triumphant. It was thus even with your father, as you well know. But not so with your mother. I do not find her discouraged over her own case, nor do I find her discouraged over the general outlook throughout the harvest field where her brethren are laboring. She seems to have strong faith in God's power to overrule, and to bring to pass His eternal purpose through the efforts of those whom He has called to act a part in His great work. She rises above petty criticism, above even the past failures of those who have been reproved, and expresses the conviction, born, apparently, of an innate faith in the Church of the Living God, that her brethren will remain faithful to the cause they have espoused, and that the Lord will continue with them to the end, and grant them complete victory over every device of the enemy. Faith in God's power to sustain her through the many weaknesses attendant on old age, faith in the precious promises of God's Word, faith in her brethren who bear the burden of the work, faith in the final triumph of the third angel's message, this is the full faith your mother seems to enjoy every day and every hour. This is the faith that fills her heart with joy and peace, even when suffering great physical weakness, and unable to make progress in literary lines. A faith such as this would inspire anyone who could witness it. CCC to WCW, December 23, 1914.